good evening, and welcome to this special alternative music show with Igloo Music. I'm your host, Simon Johnson, aka Zimba. We've got a co-host here, that's Al Stalio, he's over in Germany. Say hi, Wayne. Al Stalio.
Hey, what's going on, man? How's it going? It's good to be here.
Oh, it's very good to be here, man. So this is our first show back in a while, and we've done something really special today. We brought in two bands that I am a huge, huge fan of. One band, the Ten Moors, hailing from up north, from Skipton, the lads up by Leeds, is it? Oh, you're all muted. Unmute yourselves, guys. Unmute yourselves.
Let's have muted everybody. Yeah.
That was your fault because you muted us.
No, yeah, I actually muted everybody.
This is the way we roll. This is the way we roll. Speaking right, spoken to and not until. And I'm only joking. Fair guys, enough. It's really great to have you on the show. We're going to come back to you in just one second. But I'll introduce you. But we've also got a band hailing from Bristol, the amazing Mutant Thoughts. Again, an amazing band. Oh, where are we gone? Wait, okay. What's going on here? What are you doing here? Amazing band there from Bristol. Can you stop confusing me with all these changing screens, brother man? Thank you. So, hailing from Bristol, an amazing band called Mutant Thoughts. And we've got Han, who's with us today. And we've also got Ollie. And I believe we're going to be joined by Josh, who we're going to talk to in a bit as well. So, I can't. Well, guys, it's a pleasure to have you here, firstly. Alex, I'm going to come straight to you. What have you, Ten Moors, been up to recently, man? What's going on?
Well, we kind of had a list of projects that we wanted to kind of crack on with. Can't do loads of gigs, of course. So streams instead, lots of recording, sort of getting into general hobbies and various things like that. I know Adam's been doing lots of recording and practicing. Not much has really changed for us, really, apart from no gigs. We were always hermits anyway.
Yeah, I get you. So have you picked up any new hobbies or as quarantine, well, not quarantine, but as lockdown brought anything new into your life that wasn't there pre-COVID?
Well, been practicing sort of slap on the guitar, which has been an interesting venture, and I've been writing a poetry book.
Oh, very interesting. So not crocheting, but still sticking to a bit of musical roots and your creativity. But
yeah,
that's amazing. And how about yourself, Adam? What's been going on with you? So, Adam, do you play? I've seen you obviously play the cajon when I've seen you at gigs and stuff. Do you play other instruments as well? I'm sure you're a bit of a multi-instrumentalist, aren't you?
Obviously, I do kit and a bit of guitar for writing and stuff. I mainly trained as a classical piano player, believe it or not. And then I kind of transitioned into doing a lot of synth work from there. So that's kind of a lot of what I've been doing, going back to my kind of synth stuff, because it's nice and easy to record a lot of synth stuff in your bedroom, because you don't need fancy microphones and all that. You just need the gear, nice classic analog stuff, and get some stuff down in kind of a cinematic and video game style. Really nice. Just move away from some Ten Moors stuff while obviously still doing, as what Alex said, getting some stuff down, some plans as well. Yeah. But it's nice to broaden it out a little bit.
Oh, amazing. My stomach's rumbling off in the background. I'm wondering how sensitive this microphone is. It's like I say, it's amazing. I know the lads down in Bristol, Han and Ollie, will be happy to hear about your synth work and that, because these guys, I call them the master of synth. I absolutely love their music, and it's amazing. What I want to do, because obviously we're gonna talk on everything in a bit, but because you guys are hopefully just getting familiar with each other, I would love for you guys to hear each other's music. So I want to get on a tune straight away by the Ten Moors if we can. This first track that I am going to ask you, I want to make sure I've got it in order, is a song called Escape of the Naturist. Can any of you guys tell me what this is about, Alex or Adam?
Not naked people.
Not naked people. Well,
I'm still here. Just, I forgot to plug my charger in, so bear with me. Carry on.
It's just kind of... up until coronavirus, life was kind of like being in a washing machine. Everything was going a bit fast.
Yeah.
And life on computer screens all the time. And so it's, I guess a few years before now, it was about getting back to nature. But now we really are getting back to nature.
Absolutely. By hook or by crook, eh?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Well, I think that's the only way it should really be. Like I said, I'm a bit of a nature boy myself. Sorry about being off camera. I'm just about to get my charger in. Like I said, I'm a bit of a nature boy myself. I absolutely love just being, like, my favourite place in the whole world is the Isle of Skye. I think it's just so peaceful just to be away from everything, be around mountains, for me to meditate. I'm a smoker, so I have a little smoke, just enjoy it. It's amazing. And I think just it allows you to become just yourself, you know, with any outside influences. It's not about paying your bills. It's not about what domestics you got going on. You can literally just sit and be in nature. And I think that's my favorite thing overall. That's amazing. Well, let's get this track on then, Escape of the Naturist. Let's hear what it's all about, and we'll have a chat about it on the other side.
Okay. So just quickly, I'm going to show people the YouTube video as the main
Absolutely.
Screen.
So, okay. You're happy for that, guys?
I mean, it's not a video screen, but it's...
Get it on then, get it on. And also, welcome to Josh, who's joined us late. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Hello, guys. All right.
Great to have you here. We'll have a chat with you just on the other side of this song. So we got the 10 Moors, Escape of the Naturist.
Cool.
Bang. Get it on, son.
You can't hear it?
No.
No.
Hold on one sec. I was just playing it as well, but obviously the sound's not coming through. Give me a sec. One sec. Aha, that's why. One second, my friends.
Thank you.
Oh, I really enjoyed that, man. Absolutely love that. I'll tell you what, if there's ever a track that should have gone on Gladiator or one of them sort of films there, man, that would be it for me, man. That is amazing.
It's got massive Irish influence.
I'll take that, like, I'll take that in about an hour.
I wish.
Yeah, I think what you're trying to get...
Look, boss.
It's amazing. I do, you know what it is, like... Obviously, I met you guys. For anyone who don't know, oh, nobody will really know. I was fortunate enough to, I think, was a host in the night that you guys, you played at the Jam House in Birmingham, which is an iconic venue in Birmingham. It's hosted some of the best names in music, really. And you guys came down and I was just blown away. Yeah, you was the you ended the night. You was the main band on at the end. And I just thought, you know, that it was just amazing. I just instantly, as soon as you started, the energy, the way you strip back songs, your influences. I've got to ask you in a second where these Celtic influences come from, because I don't think it's just anything that you could just jump straight into. You know, you've got a real good feel and sense for that and understanding of Celtic music. So I'm inspired by that. But like I say, you are exactly as you described yourself to me, a folk fusion band. And I've heard, you know, there's another song we're going to play again in a moment called Moving On, which is literally my favourite of your songs that I heard. And it's just got so many levels. I just think it's a treat to listen to. And, you know, having both of you bands on there, this is what I love about both of you, having both bands on, music connoisseurs we've got in the house today. Absolutely. That's really the way I look on it.
Music wankers.
Cheers, man.
Absolutely love it. I'm really, really proud of you guys. And before COVID came, what was the plan? What was coming up for you in sort of April?
Don't mind me.
Oh. Right.
Come on, let's just get it out of the way. Let's get the healing and the hurt out of the way.
We had literally, and this is the day that lockdown was announced. We just finished our newest single. That's a whole story in itself, which is too long to tell, but
yeah,
it took a lot longer than it should have done. It's an idea that we've had in the pipeline for a couple of years. We finally got around to recording it, finally got it recorded, mastered, mixed, everything sorted. And we were doing the music video. We were meant to be doing it in York University. COVID comes up, York University shuts. So we go, right. We're going to push through this, you know, we'll find somewhere else who wants to do it. And then literally the evening before we were going to be doing it, Boris came on and gave his, everybody stay at home and we're probably locked down now. So we just sat in the house and had a few beers.
Wow.
But not just that, you're forgetting the fact that we had like our first European tour booked this summer. It was like, oh, we're going to go to Italy, we're supporting a band, we're going to, you know, it's our first ever time going abroad, and it was just taken from us. All sorts supposed to be going on, but hey-ho.
Oh, there you are, Josh, I couldn't find you then. How you doing?
Yeah, mate. I think I might be muted. I really dig that track, guys, by the way, that was excellent.
That was really nice, yeah. Really well composed.
Really
yeah.
like it.
Cheers.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the early ones that me and you wrote together, Alex.
Yeah, of Glasgow.
Of ones that are on there, we wrote it up in Glasgow when we were on tour, so yeah.
Wow.
We weirdly also went, I went to York University as well, so weird connection there.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
There you go. So I've got to ask you then, you know, it seems we're going to investigate how do you guys get together? How did the musical journey start? I'm going to start with the band, not originally, but how did the band get together?
I moved down south from, I was brought up in Cumbria, and we went to Leeds College of Music, and there I met the...
Is that down south, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is I know from Leeds. Cumbria, yeah, but geez, yeah.
Well, my family's from Scotland, so yeah, it's been a continuous move down south, continuous mistakes.
is it true the further south you go, the less friendly it gets?
That's not true, but it also kind of is as well.
Okay.
I think it's less friendly they are to you when you're... It's less friendly to you when you are a northerner, I think is what it is.
I don't know. I really like
Yorkshire. I can't understand you.
Yorkshire's cool. I really like Yorkshire.
I love Yorkshire.
But yeah, we met at Leeds College of Music, and then Adam comes on the scene, and then he never left, and then the fiddle player left.
Didn't get rid of me.
And then we've had like 8 fiddle players ever since.
I do know you struggle with fiddle players, and that they're hard to come by, but they all seem to.
They're all druggies.
They're all moving around. Yeah, quite old druggies.
Yeah. Well, I think we must have at some point or another auditioned, or at least spoken to and interviewed half the fiddle players in the whole of the north of England, really. Yeah.
Half the planet, to be honest. Well, yeah.
Nice that.
So, like, you guys got together. Was the music that you made originally like the music you make now? Was there a conversation about the direction you was going to go, or did you both say, like, you know, this is the sort of thing I normally do, this is the sort of thing I normally do, and come together like that?
Well, I'll tell you, when I first joined, I joined in the wake of the first EP that the guys did, and that was much more kind of worked with a label, and it was dragged in a more kind of a commercial, poppy, if you like, direction.
Yeah, you said it was shocking until you came along, wasn't it, Adam?
Yeah. I mean, you weren't meant to say
you
that.
You carry the band now, right here.
Yeah, well, your words, not mine. And basically, I joined originally to try and help keep the sound consistent with the EP, so to add some keys, to add a little bit of drums, to add some harmonies. But then I think the direction that we went after I joined, because we had the drums, we had the energy, we had the kind of the wildness coming from that, we went into this kind of phase of doing a lot of instrumental stuff, a lot of very fast, kind of wild. We had original fiddle player Ross, who was very good at, you know, kind of that very flashy style. And we did that for a little bit. And then that was just a very natural thing that happened as we were playing more and more.
Yeah.
And then when Ross left, we kind of did have a kind of a conversation that was, you know what, we're probably not going to have someone who does that as well as him. And actually, now that he's left, his influence and what he brought to the band isn't going to be there. And it's what me and Alex bring to the band is the direction that we're going to go. And probably the stuff that we bring more is actually writing the songs.
Right.
And actually really leaning into the harmonies and really kind of crafting our songs out rather than the wild instrumental stuff we did do at one stage. But I think we still kept that energy, which I think was the important thing. You still keep the kind of the energy and the rawness from that period, but then we tried to channel it into a bit more of a crafted songwriting stuff, which...
Got to burn the calories while you're young, innit?
Oh, yeah. Me and Alex are very much rock, blues kind of players, so I think that's definitely come into our music more.
I've seen him busting up blues just the other day. He was the other day, it was going back a couple of months now. You was letting rip out there. I saw
it's
you in there.
Great fun. Literally, I've busted that blues for 12 hours on the street before to make that rent.
Yeah, I understand.
It's just gone crazy, the style, and, you know, with all the time we've had now, it's just, you know, lots more modernization, lots more tech, lots more live sound. It's been great to grow up with a band, great to grow up with music, and we feel very lucky for that, and we can't wait to get you on keys, actually.
Oh, it'd be amazing. What I'm going to do now, because obviously we've got your two bands in, I was going to just play a couple of your tracks back to back and then sort of go to the other guys. But I do want to switch it over because I'd love you to hear Mutant Thoughts as well, and I'd love to bring them into the conversation a little bit as well. So, Han, I'm going to come to you first, if you don't mind me just switching like that. How did you guys get together? How did Mutant Thoughts begin?
Okay, so I started writing some songs on my own in the studio. They were more sort of electronic, alternative stuff, still with the same sort of influences that I've pretty much always had.
Yeah.
But I had just left a band. I was still living back in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And I was always thinking of moving to the UK and basically start a new band here to try and tap into the UK music scene, because from the Netherlands, it was quite difficult, and the music scene there
it's quite small, isn't it?
It is quite small, and if you talk about alternative music, it's pretty much non-existent. So,
yeah.
So I moved here. I had a few songs ready, so I basically used those songs to try and look for musicians even before I moved. A few people got in touch when I finally moved to Bristol.
Great choice of city, by the way.
What's that?
Great choice of city, by the way.
Yeah, I had to do. I had to do quite a bit of research to sort of try and find a way, or the best place to move to. My second option was actually going to be Glasgow, but
it was a great place.
Eventually, I actually went there to visit, and I loved it. It's great. But yeah, back at the time, I was with a girlfriend, and she thought Glasgow would be too cold. And
the common myth.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong, but there's not that much difference. I mean, I worked in Scotland every single night driving back and forth, and the worst temperature difference I saw was about 9 degrees between where I was in Inverness and
that's
Birmingham.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, that was the extreme. That was the Highlands compared to Birmingham in the middle of winter. The difference between Glasgow and Birmingham was about 3 degrees, which again, it depends on how you dress. You know, some people have 15 degrees changes.
I'm from the Caribbean coast of Colombia. Like, I'm I'm never dressed for this weather. Like, doesn't matter how much
he thinks it's cold now.
Yeah, I'm always cold. It doesn't matter. So eventually, I decided to move to Bristol. Anyway, I eventually, after trying a few people, I met Josh online after posting some of my music. He got in touch. And he's been part of the band ever since. We've then gone through quite a few drummers. Same problem you guys have had with your violin player. We've had with
drummers disappear quickly as well. I think they're disappearing with the fiddle players. To be fair,
in our case, it's been they tend to move out of the country or the city quite often. So.
That's a coincidence there, Han.
Yeah. So luckily we've found Ollie. He's been in the band for about a year and a half now, something like that. I don't know.
Don't leave Ollie. Don't go letting him down, boy.
Don't do it.
Maybe a year. Yeah, this is when allowed. He says, oh yeah, guys, I've been meaning to say.
He's, got a pla- he's not I've got allowed. Placement in, you know, in the Far
he's
East.
He's not allowed.
Ollie, don't leave them now. They've just got you, mate. Don't go. So actually, let me have a little word with Ollie, actually, because he has been quiet there, just playing with his hair like a Pantene advert, and it's been fascinating. I've been mesmerised, to be honest. Let's swing that hair, Ollie. You should take it out and give us the full Pantene, because you are worth it, really. You know.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you want me to get out?
I think you should take the ponytail out and the snag.
Just get it out, man.
Swing left and right with that seductive steel in your eyes. Beautiful.
He's pretending he doesn't have a fan, you know, at the end of the
exactly
end of where he's sitting.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, we're looking like, you know, it's all set. Yeah, with lighting and everything.
It's attached to his belt.
and just before we go, because I do want to go into your track, Odd Boy. You know, just to move things along, but just tell us about that track and also how your style was sort of formed. Did you know automatically, Han, when you was making music, did you just have a natural alternative style, or did you have influences that led you to go in that direction, or was it just an accident?
Well, sort of. I mean, growing up in Colombia meant that 99% of the music I was hearing all the time was Latin music.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, much better quality than the Latin music that we hear nowadays, but it was still a lot. It was way too much Latin music. So there's a few of us in Colombia, very, very few people, and everyone looks at us weird, that go in the other direction. So there's a lot of like black metal and like people listening to like really heavy stuff just because they're tired of all
it's
the Latin.
Rebellion.
Exactly. So I didn't go all the way, but there was a period where I was listening to metal music, and then, but I sort of had a big range of rock music that I was listening to, from, you know, Metallica to Queen to, I don't know, Pink Floyd eventually as well. And now they're my favorite band. So it was sort of that process. And now we, within the band, we've sort of gone back slightly to, well, very slowly, but slightly to the Latin influence as well.
Okay. Bringing a bit of home into your music now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's sort of something that I guess not many people has done before. So it's the idea. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I reckon we should get Odd Boy on now because it's a great tune. It's just fantastic, and that, and it's one of my absolute favorite songs. I'm not going to lie. I just think it's something special. Al Stalio, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Let's get this track on.
Okay, give me a second. I'm going to share the screen again.
Bear with me just one sec. Yeah.
Excited.
I'm excited as well.
I hope it's a cool video.
My belly is rumbling somewhat rotten.
And I just heard it. All right.
Oh, now I'm going to mute my mic.
What are you eating?
Hula hoops up on mute.
All right. Yeah, man, that was good. Was that a 5-4? Was that 5-over-4?
It's 13-8.
I'm mute yourself, Josh.
We do like maths. Very good.
Yeah. I'll tell you what though.
We actually missed the beginning, so you wasn't unmuted.
I'm just repeating what I said because I did realise.
Okay.
That track there, I'm just gonna just say this outright, is one of my favourite tracks from anybody, anywhere, period. I don't care if you're unsigned, signed to Sony, I don't care. That is one of my favourite tracks ever. I listen to it all the time.
Thanks, man.
Thank you very much.
Was it 5-over-4 then? In some parts, not all of it.
It's 13-8 for most of it, but I think there is a part that is in 7-8, isn't it?
They're getting technical with this.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
When you break down tracks, and this is the same for you guys with the Tenmores as well. I'm a musician, for anyone who's watching or listening. I'm a musician. I play piano for 30 years, but I'm untrained. And I know my limitations. I know what I'm good at, and I know what I'm not so good at. So I'm actually a left-handed person who's pretty amazing on my right hand, and my left hand's about 10 years behind in terms of like what it's able to do.
I'm a lefty, so.
So it's weird. As a left-handed person, I'm right-hand dominant on the keyboard. I know that's your melody maker, but you know, you'd think you'd still have some kind of cohesion between the two. But when I listen to like music like this, this is what I was saying earlier in the show, that you guys are music connoisseurs, because I actually have to just concede the fact that, and this isn't a judgment on myself so much as like appreciation for you guys, I just feel like you're on a different level of understanding music timings, how to bring things together. And I think you do it so effortlessly that in that track there, it took me off in so many directions. And it reminds me, you guys are kind of young. Is there any oldies out of you? Is anyone in the 30s in this room, apart from me and Al Stalio? Okay, I'm high up the ladder. Yep. Anyone over mid 35? Anybody?
Look at
me too. And don't worry, I'm knocking on 38 at the moment. Me and Al Stalio, so don't worry about
it. Never are.
I am. I'm an old bugger lad. You know?
Younger than me, mate. You look younger than me.
I'm 38 as well.
There we go, mate. So we're sharing a bit of a vintage. Vintage quality going around. But what I love about you guys, like I say, is just you show the beauty of music. You really extract that beauty out of it, and it may be alternative, but you go on a journey. And I was saying about your age, because it's very reminiscent for me, parts of it, of stuff like War of the Worlds, where you want somebody to narrate over it and tell a powerful story. And you know, it literally would be perfect for telling a story over that track. It's so powerful. And if anyone hasn't actually heard the War of the Worlds EP, you should, very old on record or on CD, you should just close your eyes, put some headphones on, and it's amazing. You feel like you've been invaded by the Martians. It's fantastic. I don't know if you ever heard it growing up, but it's absolutely amazing. It was one of those sort of soundtracks that people used to just listen to, on a Saturday evening or something. And yeah, you'd go off. But I want to talk to Josh, because you know, he's been very reflective on screen, but I haven't heard much of him.
Looks like I keep bumbling around making noises, probably.
Don't worry, buddy. It's no worries. That was amazing work that you've done on the bass on that track. I am always off. I can't play bass, but I'm literally joining you most times when I'm listening to that. When did you start playing bass? How did you start, how did your journey start in music?
Yeah, I mean, I think like a lot of people, I started studying music in school when I was young, like when I was maybe 8, and then went completely off it because I just didn't like the formalized kind of way of approaching it. I started playing trumpet when I was 8 and then stopped maybe a couple of years later. And then I think an uncle of mine bought me an old court bass, like a 200 quid bass or something, when I was a teenager, as a birthday present. And then just started playing. Was similar into a lot of sort of similar influences to Han, like early on. I think when a lot of people were listening to heavier stuff, I was listening to like Pink Floyd and Radiohead and King Crimson and kind of a lot of pretty weird stuff at the time. And it maybe got me thinking about music in a slightly different way, and sort of thinking about what you can do with harmony on the bass, rather than it maybe just being, you know, in a lot of heavier music or a lot of rock music, the bass is just an extra octave below, rather than it being a melodic instrument.
Yeah.
But yeah, so started kind of, but didn't really feel I had the freedom to start working with hand really, which was, yeah, a good sort of 4 years ago when we started this project, when he moved over here.
Are you based? Are you actually originally based from? You don't say like you're from a local Bristolian. Where are you about?
No, I'm from Devon, so not too far, like an hour down south. But then went to uni in York, and when I came back, I was looking for a sort of city to move to that I couldn't live in the sort of little town in Devon, and I sort of felt I'd expended my time in York. It's a beautiful city, but it's quite small as well.
Yeah,
and most of my mates moved to London, and that wasn't really something I wanted to do either. So I just headed up to Bristol, thought a similar thing, like didn't know much about it, but knew the music scene was good, which has been proved to be completely correct. It's a very supportive music scene for local music, for emerging artists as well. When back in normal times, which seems weird now that we've normalized this kind of walk through town earlier.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's just like a ghost town, it's just normal. It's not even weird anymore. But yeah, just on a normal weeknight, you could go and find some just exceptional music just anywhere in Bristol. It's as I'm sure it is in many other cities in the UK.
I love Bristol. It's one of my favourite places. It's literally, it's an amazing place. I love Bristol. It's full of creatives. And I know a lot of people down there, from graffiti artists to fire breathers to musicians to all kind of weird and wonderful people. I think it's just a melting pot of excellence, really. Before I cross back over to the Tenmores, I want to have a word with Ollie. I'm not going to say what he did originally put his name on, which he had to change due to it
being... You get in trouble for that, Ollie.
Yeah, well, we've got no problem with swearing, but I think there's a limit. I mean, if you've got nowhere else to go after that word, I think we've reached our limit. So, Ollie, what about yourself? So you're the drummer of the band. Where did you come from? Where did you pop up from? And what were you doing before you joined Mutant Thoughts?
When I was a kid, I about 8 years old, I was playing violin for about I don't even know how long it was at least a year. I got really into it though and took it quite seriously, even as a little kid. But then I kind of just don't know, I thought it wasn't cool anymore when I got a bit older, even though I wish I stuck with it now because violin is really fucking cool. But at the time I didn't. And then when I was about 11, I started learning the drums. The drums and like my love for music have always been kind of like a combining thing, really. Like, the more music I've discovered, the more I've wanted to like learn different styles on the drums. And I think I appreciate quite a wide variety of music because I'm so passionate about drumming, music in general. I grew up, I guess the opposite of these two in the way, listen to like a lot of metal and stuff. But I've also been like a massive prog guy and like just anything weird. I just like anything which is weird and like not normal, basically.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've always been into quite a wide variety of stuff. I've played in like a couple of metal bands and that, but then I was kind of looking for something more. I just started getting a bit fed up of that scene, really, and I didn't feel that connected with it anymore, and I wanted to find something a bit more like groove oriented, I guess, and something which I could like put a wider variety of stuff into. The way I found these guys, actually, because the song you just heard, Oh Boy, before I was in the band, the previous drummer Tom, and I live above a music venue in Bristol, and these guys were playing downstairs. Yeah. And I didn't know them at the time. I hadn't heard of them or anything. And I could hear them playing downstairs when I was sat in my room. And I was like, what the fuck is this? This is sick. Yeah. And then I went down and watched. And I was like, this is like perfect. This is like so up my street. And then I became like a bit of a fan and like went to some more gigs of theirs and got to meet them and that. And then a year later, Tom left and then hand messaged me asking if I'd want to audition. And then,
rags to riches.
Yeah. riches to rags.
Well, like I say, I've been following you guys now. It must be the best part of 2 years. And I've seen like your music journey. You've been amazing from the first you know, first time I heard you. And the, if I'm not mistaken, you guys worked with quite a well-known producer, or you was offered a chat. Tell us a bit about that. Do you remember this? It was about a year ago, was it, or something? You was working with a big producer. Am I wrong about that? I'm sure I've seen something on Facebook about you was working with a lady.
Yeah, we recorded, well, that song, Odd Boy, was recorded by a Grammy Award producer called Sylvia Massey. She did the first two albums of Tool, and she's worked with like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Prince, the Melvins. She did the first one by what's her name? System of a Down.
System of a Down, yeah.
System of a Down, didn't they?
Yeah, so great people. And she is very weird in her approach to production. She's got loads of videos on YouTube about recording drums in a van that's driving in the middle of town, and maybe having an amplifier in a van as well, puts a microphone, her laptop, and then has a guitar cable, a really long guitar cable that's sort of tied to the guitar in some way, and then she drags the whole guitar through town, like the car is moving and the guitar is like making noises, like really weird stuff. And as you've heard before, all of us, what we have in common is that we tend to search for unusual stuff in the sort of music that we listen to. When I first discovered Sylvia Massey, I immediately became a fan of hers, and eventually I found an email to contact her. I showed her our music. She got back to us for some reason, and she was like, oh yeah, I really dig this, that's really cool. And then eventually I sent her another message saying, hey, we don't have the money, we don't have the name, we don't have the label, we don't have anything, what can we do to work with you? And we were just lucky that
she liked you enough.
She liked us enough. She had she was doing a tour through the UK recording bands, and she had a couple of days free, and she didn't mind spending it with us, and she was lovely. She was great. So that's how that came about. And then the new single that we've just recorded, we used pretty much the same techniques she was using.
Yeah.
But now I did it myself. Like, I was producing that, but this time with a bit more time in the studio.
Yeah.
So we could take things a bit slower, and in that just go into it with a bit more detail, without the worry of having to pay necessarily a hotshot producer. Yeah. But it was amazing to work with her, and I mean, the new single wouldn't have been possible without what we experienced with her in the past. So,
that's amazing. I was getting back to the like I said, I think that having the opportunity to work with people, like you say, just explore outside your comfort, your normal comfort zone, is something that pretty much all of you have said. And I think what that proves is that, exactly going back to my point earlier on when I said, you kind of says, you're always looking to progress. The serious musician out there, it's almost like a restless kid. You know, we can get somewhere and we get bored quickly, and we want to take things off in a different direction. If I think about me playing piano, I'd do anything from hip hop to classical kind of baroque style, to ballads, to all kind of weird and wonderful things. And my musical taste will go from Depeche Mode to Dr. Dre, so, and everything in between. So I think that's what happens as musicians. And I think, you know, getting the opportunity to work with other people is another great way, obviously, to raise your game, but just learn new methods, new things that you like, and obviously, you know, and to introduce other people to your sound as well. Going to you guys, Alex and Adam. Adam's still with us. I thought you was gone. Adam, it's brilliant to still have you here with us. Have you had any opportunity?
Still in the connection, but
Don't worry, buddy. I'm still glad to have you. Have you had any chance to work with anybody? Have you done any collabs or anything like that, or perform with anybody on stage?
Before we say anything, I just want to first say that I really loved that track.
It's really an amazing track. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed that as well.
Thanks, man.
Really enjoyed it. It was great. Anyway, what was the question again?
What have we done working with people, Alex?
Done any collabs? Have you worked with any producers? Have you had anyone sing with you on stage that's not part of the Ten Moors? Have you had any honorary Ten Moors?
Well, we had a really probably the most important collab we've ever done before last year. In summer, we very randomly, by chance, got involved with the Extinction Rebellion. And I was just doing a bit of events stuff for them and sorting out sound. And one thing led to another. We ended up doing a collab performance on one of the main stages at Leeds Fest.
Wow.
Which was bonkers. And we got to be like staff as well as performers. So we were there forever, and we got to go and watch whatever artists we wanted. And it was really cool.
And then we played with the managers I talked to.
But we got to collab with a famous folk artist that we love called Sheila McDonald, and she was our kind of claim to folkness in the sort of scene, and with our first EP, and we did a lot of concerts with her, and that was really cool. Actually, talking prog, because secretly, the Ten Moors is just mine and Adam's acoustic metal band. We're trying to get Oshan to become more metal, to be honest. Every day, I'm just trying to play Animals as Leaders on the guitar and hoping we can become a metal band.
Well, it happened eventually. You just have to plug in. I think that's all that's going to be different. Your sound is pretty much heavy metal. It's just that you haven't plugged in yet, guys. That's it.
We haven't plugged in. But we did a collab with this most awesome Indian gent metal band called Project Mishram last year. I missed the Beatles concert. The Eagles concert. I was going to see the Eagles. I missed the concert to go and do a support gig for Project Mishram. It was so good. They were like, they were probably one of the funnest collab gigs we've ever done, because they were just ridiculous.
You guys, was you going to say something? Sorry, Adam.
I was just saying they're a great bunch of lads. If you know what you guys have said when you're looking for the weird and the different, I definitely feel that now. That I think, when you people like us, and there are people who are satisfied with whatever top 40 crap there is, but people like us, I think you're always looking for something that's different. What is this, and I can't get it anywhere else? And I hear something and I go, I've never heard that before, and how the fuck did you think of it? But also and these also, guys were like that for us. these guys were like that for us, where you kind of you think, who would put together like Tesseract and also like Indian classical violin and flute playing and put it together and put it on stage? And we're just like, who thought of that? But also, take your head off, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest though, like, I think that just having you guys all on the screen at the same time, obviously I've followed you both for a long time. In fact, I've probably followed both groups for a similar amount of time. You know, we've been lucky, like I said, I've been lucky enough to have you play our stage, the Ten Moors, and if you remember, Ham, we nearly had you come up to Birmingham, and you had to pull out. But you know, I was really excited to having you come up, and there's no doubt in my mind that I really believe, you know, obviously marketed right, because there is that typical crowd that just wants to go see, watch the same. I'm not going to say crap, because we've got some amazing musicians, but I don't want to sit here just music that I'm, like you say, I'm going to hear in the top 40 when I go out and see a local band. I want to hear artistry. I want to hear, you know, people really express themselves through song. And I don't think the top 40 is expression of anything except a format that has been copied and pasted, because it's a format that created previous successful tracks, and they all mold into one.
most of it is composed by the same person sometimes.
Yeah,
which is why it all sounds pretty much the same.
Absolutely. But I want to get on my favorite track of the Ten Moors, and I was half tempted, Alex. I've got you performing this at, I don't know if it was the one at the Jam House or if it was somewhere else. I've seen like a live, I've got a live version of you playing. It was at the Jam House, but I didn't have the complete video, and obviously the audio wouldn't have been as great. But I just wanted somebody to feel that energy, what it was like for me to watch you on stage. I was flabbergasted when I heard this. Your vocals are beautiful in it. The song goes in all kind of directions. It's just beautiful. Let's get this track on, Wayne. It's moving on. But say again?
You obviously caught us on a good day then, man.
Oh, mate, you're right.
Usually we're falling off the stage and punching each other. You know.
Well, Alex is doing that, obviously. But like you say, Adam, since you've come into the band, you've held it all together, and you was amazing, yeah. You know.
No, it's very true.
Alex, you're amazing. You're absolutely amazing. Alstalio, can we get this track on then, please? It's Moving On by the Ten Moors.
Yeah, Ireland. Come right up.
Great song.
I love how this guy's balls are cute.
Walking by through the streets of old, never know what the past will be holding. All I see is the road I've walked. Do you know what it means to me? Oh, oh, oh.
We've all got to unmute ourselves.
There we are. There we are. I'm off. Al Stadio.
Yup.
Can't you unmute us at the end of the videos, all of us?
Yeah, I can do, but sometimes they stay muted anyway. You know, that's the thing. I mean, sorry, okay. Sometimes they stay muted even though I unmute you. So that's the problem. Okay. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's a glitch or something. I don't know.
No worries. But let's just talk about that track, man, because I saw you perform that live and I just spun around. I was just like, this tune, I knew it was going to be one of my favorite tunes going forward. I just knew, you know, when something just like, that's me. That's that. I love that. That feeling when, you know, when you're grateful for music. I don't know if you guys ever get like that. You know, you listen to music. You can be indifferent with it. Oh, I like it. You know, it's got a nice melody. You know, it's like, I feel like unless you're hitting certain, not milestones, but certain, I don't know, emotions with me, unless you're going to hit me in certain, like, it's not just, you know, you can make me sad, you can make me happy, or you can play this instrument well. It has to go to like a real deep place with me, music. And I find myself that I can't listen to much shallow music at all. Even if I listen to rap, it has to be conscious rap, or it has to have something really special about it. And with your, like I say, with both your bands, but with this track, you know, with the Temors, I just find that the depth of it is just beautiful. I can listen to the start and I know I'm going on a journey, and I just love the breakdowns. I just love everything about that track. I can't articulate it because I love it too much. I just don't know what to say about it. It's just one of my favorite tracks. I want to ask Han and the guys in Mutant Thoughts, what do you make of this tune? Do you enjoy it?
Yes, yeah.
Sure. I know you have to be diplomatic in there, but you could go, yeah, it's all right.
Oh, no, it's shit. No.
I'd rather you tell us if you think it's shit. That would be respect right there.
I'm really enjoying hearing, like, the folk sort of music, but with a powerful voice, because, I don't know, at least a lot of sort of folk stuff I've heard is quite soft a lot of time, but this is, like, really powerful, and vocals are amazing, man.
I'm going to listen to that again as soon as this is over, because the vocals, the harmonies on that are fucking...
Yeah.
It's insane.
You remind me
really
of...
Strong.
This is a good thing, by the way. You remind me of a bit of like a combination of like Matt Bellamy from Muse and like the singer from the Mars Volta or something.
But like, Alex will be very pleased with the Bellamy.
Oh, come on.
And I love Mars Volta as well. So, yeah, I know you're going with that. I'll take that stuff, that man.
I just
Matt Bellamy's bank balance.
It's the wailing. Some of those high notes you hit, the tone you've got in your voice, man. Is that
really good? Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't hit them live. It's just pure studio effect. No, he's absolutely
it's all tuned up.
No,
he's amazing. Like, I want
to
just
before he does the tape, we've got to kick him in the bollocks, and then he goes off.
That'll do it.
That's how you get them raises. You know, like you have three individual kicks to get those level raises. Nah, but honestly, tune again, just same as Odd Boy. Like, it goes on a playlist that I just have to listen to all the time. Like, we're talking. You know, it comes off the album, Maze. It's not an EP, is it? It's an album, isn't it, Alex?
It's an EP. Yeah.
Is it an EP? All right, I'll take it back. It's an EP. It is actually. You sent it to me. So it's a full track EP. It's an amazing, amazing album of EP.
Amazing.
Amazing. It's my fault. Like, honestly,
gotta get it in there.
I was lucky enough for Alex sent it to me, and I was kind of in a bit of a low place, if we're being honest, like lacking inspiration. I just had a lot going on with the business and stuff, and I don't know, I think when you was really proud of it, you just had the artwork done, your CDs are coming, you're like, I'm going to send you one, and a lot of people promised to send me music and it never comes, and when it arrived it went straight in my car and it lived in my car until I couldn't actually listen to any Temors for about a month, because I'd worn myself out, I'd burnt the elements had gone, I'd burnt it all out. It was But that's what I love about music. You can just get you to that point where you just can't leave it alone. You're like, I've worked out every little intricacy. I know where all the changes are. I know every little breakdown of it. And I just love that track. So,
you probably know it better than us, Simon.
Probably. Yeah. I feel like I could play it better than you.
There you go.
Nah, you guys are absolutely fantastic, honestly. I've got to get you down to Birmingham. I've got to get you on the stage here. I know that people already love you in Birmingham, like a lot. You've got followers here, and we just need to make some stuff happen after the COVID situation and get both of you bands up here, because I've just loved having you guys on the show. I think anybody who's out there who is listening to this, you know, and we're going to try and grow it as quickly as we can, but they will appreciate every last one of you when you've all spoke, you've told us, and you've told, you know, told everybody there, like, they understand that that journey you have with music. It's not a very shallow sort of, I just want to try and, you know, I get together with my friends and just, you know, push any old rubbish out. You've all got your own influences and ideals, and you sow your DNA right through your music. And I think that's what distinguishes these bands compared to a lot of bands that I listen to. You know, I know a lot of folk bands, but like Ollie was alluding to there, he was saying that, you know, you bring more, it's these insane vocals, that depth in, and for me, the Cajon gives it that real, like I say, Celtic sort of tribal feeling, and it just all ties together beautifully. And I just wish you guys the best going forward. If you get any more music, I hope you send me some more, because I will be championing, you know, championing.
I was going to say, wait until you hear some of the new stuff where we've got some kit work coming
in. Oh, I can't wait.
Just imagine the sound we've got and imagine it bigger. That's what we're going for. So,
That's cool, man.
I just want to say, I really enjoyed the actual musicality of the sort of harmony and everything in the song that I listened to of you guys. We're sort of big fans of soundtracks and big fans of prog, and really liked the sort of median harmony moves and the modality and the vocal approach as well was really subtle, I thought. And I thought subtle in a really interesting way that sometimes you don't find in like some prog where it's just smash the vocal out. It was more kind of earing towards Steve Wilson. Kind of.
Yeah, I was going to say I got a bit of Wilson vibes in it in the middle section, certainly. So yeah,
and be interesting to hear the Colombian. I got a little tiny little bit of Colombian in there. I don't know if it was, but maybe it was because you planted it there. But
there's always planted tiny bit of Colombian in there.
Well, what I want to do anyway, because we are sort of getting towards the close of the show, I want to get the next song on, which is called Unwanted Song. Hans sent me this track, I think about a week before I actually listened to it, because I was run ragged, and I kept on looking at this track and I thought, I've got to listen to this track. And I knew I'd like it, and I knew it would be a lot different to Odd Boy, but I knew, again, like I say, when you talk about your DNA going through it, if you know Mutant Thoughts, you know this is a Mutant Thoughts, you know, song straight away. You know, it's an amazing track. So Wayne, can you cue up Unwanted Song? But before you do, who's going to tell us about it? Josh, you've been quiet. You're going to tell us about this, or Ollie?
Yeah, I can jump in.
Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, Unwanted Song. It's kind of a protest song, really. So it's pretty relevant to, you know, certainly what we've seen recently in the States and the uprising that we've had. You know, the lyrics are very much about resistance and very much about institutionalized prejudice. So it's, you know, it's a lot more aggressive, certainly, than Odd Boy.
Very poignant at this moment.
I think it's certainly is. And it's a lot more kind of, I think we, as Han said before, we learned a lot from Sylvia in terms of how to produce the song. I mean, I say we, Han produces most of the music, but also how we recorded it as well, how we recorded the drums, how we tried to make everything sound clear, all the instruments, really jump out, because we're just a three-piece band without a guitarist. There's kind of a lot of space in the music, and it means that we need to fill it somehow, and we need to make sure everything's really, you know, really distinct and really clear. So in terms of the production process, that's how we approached it. But the video as well, like, we recorded that just maybe 2 days before lockdown. Recorded that, and just,
you guys just
to get
snuck
that in.
See, that was our plan, but then it blew off.
It was just in time for that one, so we were lucky.
Yeah. Good job.
But yeah, it's meant to be punchy. It's meant to be in your face. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Oh, it's an amazing track. So do you want to introduce it, Ollie?
Yeah, here it is. Here's Odd Boy. Not Odd Boy.
Well, he fucked that up.
Odd Boy by... What are they called again?
Nah. Hung Boys. Hung Boys.
By the Ten Mons.
I'm just going to play it, man.
Come on. Just play it. Play it.
Unwanted Song. Roll
DJ. Unwanted Song.
I probably weirdly preferred that one of you guys's from
my
esteemed opinion, if you count it as that. Something I definitely notice, and I notice it because we do it too. You say you're a three piece, and it's about making that three go as far as it possibly can in terms of creating a big sound. And it's something that if you listen to it and you didn't say, "Oh, this is a three piece band," you'd think, "Shit,
this three?
There's going to be like, yeah, three."
Shit, my maths is crap.
The host as well, and Simon, and then I'm here. You know, that you can hear, like, you'd think, wow, man, there must be like two keyboard players and a guitarist and a bassist and a drummer. And it's really good that you guys make that, what you have, go as absolutely far as it possibly can and push it right to the limit. Because that's where the interesting stuff happens, I always find.
Yeah.
I find it, like I say, before I'm muting myself, my response was, that's just badass. That track is badass. Like, there's no other word to describe it. I knew
really
when I had
that
it.
One, lads.
Oh man, I could see you. Yeah, I could see you really enjoying
it. Really enjoyed
that.
I was halfway to moshing out and destroying the bookshelf.
To lads' bookshelf, man.
Literally, like, for me, obviously it's a completely different energy as Odd Boy, but like I said, I had it in my phone for about a week, and the day that I actually played it was a day when I actually needed it. I needed a track like that. I needed something. Probably, you know, a lot of the times when music's come into my life, even from artists like yourselves who I've been following for a while, it always comes on a day where I just need something to lift me that day. I need that tune. And when I listened to Unwanted Song, that's what it did for me. I was in my truck. I was pissed off with my boss. He'd sent me to Leicester, which is only like 50 miles from my house. But I thought I'd finished work. And he says, like, you know, I need you to go over to Leicester and go and do this last job. And I was like, oh, come on, man. And he was insistent I was going. I'm like, oh. So, you know, I made myself a coffee. I'm jaded. It's Friday as well. I want to go home. And I thought, you know, somebody else sent me a message on a messenger, and I seen this unopened message from Hannah. I thought, oh shit, I went to listen to this. So I put it on, and then I heard what you guys just heard there, man, and I was like, wow. I
put it's it on really again. Good.
And then yeah. I thought, I'm sure that's a lot different to Odd Boy and that, like, just the energy and that. I think, you know, it sounds proper mutant thoughts, but you know, let me play Odd Boy again. So I played Odd Boy, then I went back to Unwanted Song, then I played Odd Boy again, and then I went back to Unwanted Song. And I thought, yeah, I could just do this all day. You know, two songs, I'll wait for the next one. But it's amazing. And just to have you guys on the show after following you for the amount of time that I have, I'm so like privileged. I'm so thankful for you all coming on. So I definitely want to say a big thank you to you, Han, Ollie and Josh.
Thank you.
I have to get down to Bristol if you don't get up to Birmingham soon after all this is finished.
Well, hey, and, let's do a gig together, eh?
Yeah, we will. That would be something. Let's meet for sure. Let's
do that. Absolutely. Okay.
That would be amazing. And the same to you guys as well, Alex and Adam. And it's brilliant to have you on as well. Hang on. And Oshan, what's his name? Oshan. Is it Oshan? You say his name as?
Say it however you want.
Oshan.
He's not here. You can call him.
He's not here, but we're not going to forget that there is a third member. So we're not going to just like leave him out completely. I'm going to give him a shout out at least, Oshan. So he's an amazing fiddle player, to be honest. If you haven't seen him, he's something else. He's a true musician as well. And like I said, I've said it for 4 or 5 times. You guys are connoisseurs of music. I feel literally privileged every time I listen to your music, and I'm going to continue to follow your journey and just keep doing what you're doing.
Likewise. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, Simon, over the years, it's been great to watch, because as musicians, as you probably all know, it's a hard existence. And you hit a lot of brick walls. Mm. And Simon, you know, good on you for absolutely sticking in there with this tough industry with Igloo. Love what you've been about since the beginning, and you should absolutely keep it up, because artists like us, it's a privilege to talk to someone like yourself. You're so enthusiastic,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
especially
what I was going to say. I don't think you see as many people nowadays that are so into music anymore. I mean, you meet a lot of people who were doing that and then they just went into music and that's it. Like that's all we do. But it's nice that apart from being a musician, you're also doing this and supporting other.
It's
other
the love musicians. Of it, man. That's what comes across. Because obviously we haven't spoken before, Simon, but as you can tell, how just how you can't help yourself.
Yeah, it's you know what it is. It's I think we all get it to an extent when we listen to music, just that journey that you go on, and once you've found an artist or a band that you really love, you know, unless they sort of go off the boil, then you've got something for not for life, but you know, you've got something to go forward with. It's not like somebody gives you just something. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example, but my head is fried. Mm. But music's something that goes on. So when I discovered yourselves, I'm going to discover Mutant Thought. With both your bands, I knew that it was going to be something ongoing for me, whether I was going to be a fan and never got the chance to talk to you. And the truth is, if I never would have had the chance to talk to either of your bands, I would have followed you anyway, because I just love your music. I'm a fan first and foremost. And I'm not blinded by fame, so I'm not impressed by fame. I'm a lot happier in this situation that I'm in, where I'm able to converse with people. I'm able to explore your minds as well as your music. And I think that's the beauty of you know, unsigned or unheard musicians. And then when they do, and hopefully both of you guys, groups will progress and take off into the stratosphere. But I feel like if you would do that, you would also remember that, you know, even on this little level, that we really were right in your corner, and we'll be championing you even then. We don't have to speak. You know, if you're off in the other side of the world doing your thing, I'm just as happy because I'm watching you succeed. And that for me is the pleasure. And it turned me kind of not away from my music, but this became my bigger love, because all of the social aspects of it, all of this discovery, and I'm just so, like I say, so privileged and thankful for you guys for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Before we do tie things up, I'm actually gonna end on a track which is actually neither of yours, but Alex, you will know this person. Wayne, get in the program, man, before you go. But before we go, I want to get your socials. I want people to know where they can find you. So I want to start with the Ten Moors. obviously I would normally ask you what you've got coming up, and if you've got any online stuff, let us know. But
oh, yeah,
where can people find you and what's going on?
Well, you can find us in all the usual places, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter. We've got a website, which is nice and good. We're doing weekly... Yeah, nice and good. We're doing weekly streams on the Facebook individually, because, of course, we're all isolated away from each other. But that's quite an interesting watch, because I think it shows where each of us are coming from individually.
Here he goes. We're saying he carries a band again, Alex. It's him. Yeah. He's trying to... This guy's got no shame.
It's interesting to see that, because I can sit and watch Alex play blues, and you can sit and watch Oshan play folky stuff, and then you hear little parts of, oh, in that track that's where that comes from, and in that track that's where that comes from. It's great. And one other word on you, Simon. I have to say, it's really important to have those people in your corner, especially for people who really put heart and soul into the music, which I know we do, and I can hear that you guys do. Because it's so personal that when it's a struggle, it hurts every bit more because it's so personal and important to you. So as much as you say, oh, I heard a track and it picked me up, having a guy like you in the corner picks us up too. So cheers for having us.
I appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. And to Mutant Thoughts again, like I say, convey my thanks. Again, it's a real treat to have you here. I've been blessed with your music for again a couple of years, and I've just been Ham, we've spoke on and off over those 2 years, I would say, you know, pretty regularly. And, you know, same with you, Alex, and you guys. I feel like I've formed a friendship, and speaking to you guys now tonight as well, the other members of the band. I feel really honoured. And like I say, thank you for coming on. But where can people find out about Mutant Thoughts, and what have you got coming up?
Facebook, Twitter, we don't do a lot of Twitter, to be fair, but what's the other one? Instagram. Bandcamp, where you can buy our music. By the way, that last song that you played, Unwanted Song, everything, all the profits that we make of that are gonna be donated to NHS charities to help the COVID-19 thing, however we can, however small that contribution might be, but we're hoping that it will be big. Spotify, all those streaming services.
Is it just Mutant Thoughts? Is it Mutant hyphen Thoughts? How is it?
We tend to go by Mutant hyphen
Forsaken hyphen that everyone forgets. Even us, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's there. It's bloody there.
It's there always, but all promoters forgot it.
Forget it. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, I did want to go a bit off field because Eagle has gone through a bit of a change, as some of you might have seen online, and we have sort of really focused in on what we're doing and trying to work out our way of trying to stay current. But it's meant a lot of changes, and I had a couple of people working with me. And up until recently, I had Virtual's managing director, which is Chloe, who is an absolutely amazing girl. She's doing her own project now called Seven Arts Still Exist, and good luck to her with that. But she's released a track, just now released a track called Helping Hand. And the first thing I thought when I heard it was, oh, alternative, that might go nice to just sort of send us off. We've heard two tracks from you guys, so I thought I want to get your take on this before we go. Can you get this track on, please, Ray?
I do really like Chloe's stuff. She's got a great approach, kind of Buckley-ish.
Very, very versatile artist, but I do like her more alternative music more than anything. I find like that is her natural lane, and
it's like quite interesting.
Yeah, so stuff. Yeah, let's get it on. Helping Hand by Chloe Mogg.
All right, here comes.
Light as a feather. Thank you.
that's Chloe Mugg with Help in a Hand.
It's good.
Like I say, Chloe, she's not one of those artists that you're just going to be able to put in a box. Like, much like you guys, you know, yeah, she's just got something different there. And she's got a lot of songs that I love, but she's got songs that just make you laugh as well. I mean, like, there's this, I'm not in a necessarily bad way, but she'll tell you herself, she's cuckoo with some of the songs. There's a ghost on my toast in the kitchen was one of the lyrics. And you think, are you serious? But when you listen to the song, it's actually an amazing song. You're like, what? But I think she's just got no hesitation in going in any direction. If that's what her brain tells her to write, if that's the chords or the way she wants to play, that's the way she'll play. And she won't conform to any sort of standard. And I like that. I like that in anybody, you know, because you have to take risks with music sometimes. And I think when I've took risks, it's paid off always if you apply yourself. And I think with what you guys do, you know, it could never be classed as your conventional Radio One music or Heart FM music. And I think we're blessed because of it.
But Chloe's got a lot of attitude. I like it. Yeah. She's just teeming with attitude. It's like, it's very original. I like it.
Yeah. Well, I know, like I say, she follows you guys and she knows all about you, obviously. And she's doing her own thing with Seven Arts Still Exist. They've been doing a lot of online gigs and they've got over 46,000, I think, at the last count, who've been tuned in into the last two festivals over the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, give her a look out and see what she's doing. Obviously, if the journey don't stop with what we're doing with Igloo, we're just really, really happy. But I think we've kind of well exhausted this, but I'm so, so happy again. Once again, guys, thank you so much. And we're just going to exit out. Wayne, can you play us out?
Yeah, man.
Thank you, guys. New thoughts from the 10 Moors.
Yeah. Cheers for having us. See you again soon.
Lovely to meet you guys. Cheers, Simon.
We'll see you soon.
See you later, guys.
Hopefully.